Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 12 of the second season of Talkboard. I'm here with Connor.
Hello.
Connor is a developer in the jailbreak scene. Recently joined the Cilio team and is here to talk a bit more about his time as a developer, the Cilio team, and other such things.
Mm-hmm.
Connor, would you like to tell us a bit about yourself?
I make tweaks. I do jailbreak. Yeah, so my first kind of experience with jailbreaking, I guess, was back on my... there was an iPhone 4 and we wanted to get Siri on it. Or there was an iPhone 4S and a firmware. And there was a tweak that actually enabled Siri on either... I think it was a 4 that didn't have it at all or a 4S that was on the firmware that didn't support it. So I remember jailbreaking that to get Siri on it, which is a bit weird, but it's my first memory of jailbreaking. And then I kind of left it after that. I don't really remember much, but then when the rootless jailbreak came out for iOS 12, that's when I kind of started development with jailbreak. I made an app for the rootless jailbreak, which lets you install with... there was like these things called patch tweaks, because tweaks needed something else to work. So I made a little app with three other people that installed that to your device instead of doing all of it manually. And I think that was my first kind of development interaction. And looking back on the code now, It is awful.
I hear the same thing every episode. No one is ever proud of the first time they make.
But it was a good experience.
Let's talk a bit about Cilio team. So you recently joined the Cilio team, and how has that been?
I knew most of the people on the team, actually. Like, I've talked to them before, so it was kind of easier to settle in. The team is really nice. I've seen a lot of things in the 2 days that I've been on the team. I'm really excited for the future with Cilio.
Do you have any changes maybe in mind for Cilio that you could maybe
share? At the moment, we're working on a bunch of things that make Cilio a lot more customizable for the user. And we're hoping to actually open source it soon, which is pretty cool.
What's been your sort of your favorite thing after becoming like a Cilio dev? What's like your favorite thing that you've noticed about it?
I'm not really sure, but I mean, I just really like the whole team aspect that the project like is just amazing to work on, really. The team is so nice, and it's just very, for someone that literally just joined a team, I feel very welcome. So it's a very good environment, really.
Okay, that's always a good thing. Would you say, your greatest influence as a developer, just in general, not to do with Cilio?
That's a hard one, actually. When I'm making my tweaks, I remember at the start I really liked Blake's detail in his tweaks, and I kind of put that into my... I had that vision for my first few. But I think at the moment I really just look up to a few of my friends, really, who are just doing amazingly in this community, even just as designers. Even like Pixelomer is like making Mobile Goose, which is an hilarious tweak. There's just so many developers, really. I'm trying to think of some, but it's all gone out of my head. Skitty Block, actually, over a while ago, before I started talking to him, definitely was an influence for me.
What's your sort of setup of choice right now in terms of jailbreaks and package managers and device?
So my current device is an iPhone 10. I run Checkrain and I have Cilio installed on it. I don't have that many tweaks, actually. I have lock widgets. I have it up in front of me here. Choicy snowboard. And I have a tweak that I'm not going to mention. But yeah, I don't really have that much on it.
Okay, fair enough. Is there an idea you've had for a tweak, but it's never sort of come to fruition?
Yeah, there's been loads of them. I'd like have this idea in my head, and I think, yeah, this will be really easy, you know, I'll be able to do this, and then I'd start it, and I just get really demotivated. So I kind of put, I have the, you know, the stock reminders app. I have a full folder in there of just tweak ideas and what would be need to be done on them. And at the moment, there's 12 entries. So I have a lot of ideas if I need to work on something. So
that's fair enough. So what has been your favorite moment as a developer?
I think it was just really seeing the community's reception to my ideas that I, you know, put into tweaks. I think I first seen that with lock widgets when I started it with Eve and Dev. I'm not sure if he's here. When I first, me and him first made it, we were working on it for, I think, nearly 2-3 weeks. And seeing the amount of downloads, which I think was like almost 10 to 15,000 in a week or two, was just like mind-blowing. Because that was my first kind of major tweak, because during the summer I took a break from tweak development. So seeing that when it came back was just like crazy, really. It was really a moment that made me think, like, there's people out there that really want to use what I make, and it's just really nice to see that.
That's fair enough. So let's talk a bit about, shall we say, the reception to you joining the Cilio team.
Right, so at the start, I mean, people were just like, I remember seeing one comment and they were like, I forget exactly what it was, but it was something along the lines of, I don't like you anymore because you work on Cilio, and then stuff like, I don't use Cilio. And I was like, I never kind of told you to use Cilio, but some people have been supportive. A lot of people have just been like, why are you working on Cilio? It's bad. It's malware, which is false. It's malware, which, but in a lot of false claims and all this stuff, but it's kind of calmed down a bit now.
But so I feel like a lot of people sort of latched onto the word malware, not knowing what it actually means.
Yeah, definitely. They see one major person talking about, you know, Cilio being malware, and suddenly the whole community is with it.
At the end of the day, package managers are a choice, they're a preference. You guys can use whatever you want to use. Even 100%. If we work on a specific package manager, we're not going to go out of our way to tell you what you use is bad, use this. At the end of the day, it's your device, choice. Your choice. That's what jailbreaking's about. And all we look to do is enable that choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, on to the next thing. So at what point did you sort of look at tweak development and think, like, okay, I could kind of get into this?
So at the very start, which is actually last March, around this time actually, I released my first tweak called Customize My Dock, and that changed the dock color and stuff on iOS 12. And after that, I released a tweak called Chroma, which it changed every UI label's color on Springboard to be like red, orange. You know the gaming keyboards that have all the lights?
Oh, just like...
Yeah, it literally did that to your Springboard.
Like, so, Chroma RGB kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, and it made your device heat up a lot. So, when I started making silly things like that, I was just very... I was enjoying it, and then I was releasing it as like a side project. I think the first tweak that I was like... You know, I decided I really wanted to continue doing tweak development was Drag Spring, because... a lot of people were complaining about how Pull to Respring had issues with the latest iOS versions. So with Drag Spring, it used new APIs to make it just look a lot better and fit in with the system. And seeing Blake Blocksberger and everything tweeting about it, it hit over 25,000 downloads, and it was just like crazy, really. That really kind of made me want to stick doing it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. What's your personal favorite tweak of yours?
I've always been like a really hard critic of my tweaks. My favorite tweak, it's not out anymore, but for me, I used to have one called Modern Power, actually. And it was a tweak that customized the power down menu for iOS 12. And it was like, I had so much fun working on it. I put so much time into it. My friend Systemless actually showed me the iOS 12. The Android power down menu, and decided to port it over. And I think that was just really, that it still is to this day my favorite tweak, because I just loved working on it. I loved the after project and everything. It was really, really good.
So that's fair enough. Has there been anything you've released publicly and you now sort of look back on as like, I don't really like that as much as I thought I did?
I'm trying to think here properly. That's a tough one, actually. The tweak that I look back on and I just don't really like is what I'm trying to say, yeah?
Not necessarily don't like it, but it's like you don't like it as much as you did when you released
it. Yes, I used to. I think that would be Pastel, maybe. Which customizes the notification badges. I'm not really a fan of that anymore. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Fair enough. How has it been adapting someone else's work to work on more modern software? So like in this case, like things like Mitsuha.
Yeah, Mitsuha was, it was kind of hard to with the code base, because I just knew nothing about it. After a while, I adapted to it, and when I released it, the amount of just ETA kids, and no wonder Napita left. But my DMs after that were completely full. I removed it from my repository because it was too buggy and I didn't want that attached to my name. But recently I've released a rebranded version called Mitsuha Forever. Yeah, that was really kind of, I rewrited a few bits of it and I improved the audio snapshot server stuff. So it made it a lot more stable and I felt happy with it. So
what has been your experience with each of the various big repos?
I've hosted my tweaks on Dynastic and Packix and Twicket for like a day. Dynastic has been amazing, actually. It's a really polished back end and the support is really helpful, so that has been really good. Packix on the other side at the start was a bit bumpy. The updates do take a while to get approved. If there's a few like odd things that, you know, it kind of annoys me a bit about Packix, but they've been okay, I guess. It's not the worst. About Twicket, I don't know, it just didn't sit right with me. There's something that just about it that I just didn't like at all.
I think I feel like we're at a good enough point to move on to questions. But before we do, I have a shout out from our sponsor, Connor the Dev, the sponsor of today's episode. Big thank you to him. You can enjoy the fact that he's sponsoring the episode.
I'm sponsoring my own episode.
please go ahead and download Lyricify on... Did I pronounce that right? I think.
Yes, you did, yes.
Right. Okay, yes. Lyricify on Packix. Connor, do you want to tell them a bit more about Lyricify?
So, Lyricify is...
Do your best to sound like QVC.
Lyricify is a tweak that gives you the option to show lyrics for any song on any streaming platform directly on your lock screen. It's a tweak that I'm actually really proud of. And I hope you guys have, if you do decide to get it, I hope you have a good experience using it.
And what's the current price?
The current price for Lyrikify is $1.99.
But yes, that has been our sponsor spot. And our second sponsor for the day, Raid Shadow... No, I'm not. It's not Raid Shadow.
They need to pay you now. They need to pay you. You mentioned them. They need to can back out now.
Okay, what about that slime that cleans the inside of cars? Would you guys be open to a sponsorship by then?
I'd actually use that. If that's legit, I would. I'm being serious. Jesus. I need something like that.
Yeah, and... That other one that's like those weird bracelets with the planets on it, that too. They're also sponsoring us.
Just leave. Wow, Moses.
Speaking of sponsors, NordVPN. No, okay.
Wait, seriously?
No.
Are you just trying to stretch
sponsored by NordVPN, could you imagine?
That'd be crazy.
It would be fairly crazy.
Does their app have jailbreak detection? That is.
I should. Oh my god, that would be hilarious if I
check
got a
Geek's
sponsor
meme that he posted in Talkboard text. That is literally what I did. He bought Lyrikify, but I refunded it because he doesn't even have an iPhone.
Wow. Yes. Sponsor board. That's what this is. Yes. This episode sponsored by Salika by Sugar.
See, I'm smart. I got on Talkboard. But I also sponsor my own episodes, so I have the right to tell you guys to download Lyrikify.
Yes, there are three Patreons, DeafWired.
I'm the only one that matters.
Wow, okay.
I'm joking.
One of the other one is only Dietrus, but you know.
Yeah, no, he doesn't matter. No one knows who
he is
anyways.
And we have two Nitro Boosters. One is also a Patreon subscriber. And he's currently, you know, on the show.
That's me.
Yeah, and we also have... How do I pronounce the nickname? Is it Renai Tear? Have I said that right?
I say Renai.
Renai, yeah.
Yeah.
Renai is also our other server booster. Right, on to questions. We have a lot of questions.
Oh my god.
Right, unfortunately, I made a promise to Jack, and when we get there, you'll understand what I mean by that. Okay, first question from Moses Buckwater. Who is Connor? Please, have you been listening for the last 15 minutes? Thank you, Moses.
If you don't know who Connor the Dev is, you need to just leave.
Not.
I'm sorry, I don't
just
like you.
Don't.
Just leave. Maybe okay. re-listen to the podcast. Just go back.
Yeah, just run it back. Okay, question from Renai. Connor, how did you start making tweaks? We kind of covered this.
Yeah, I'm going to summarize that one. So basically, how to get into it, that's a different... Max Bridge
Well, not, it was how did you start, but yeah.
How did you start? Oh, I keep on pressing the wrong button.
You know what you should do? You should use Better Discord. There's a module that only joins voice chats if you click on them twice.
Oh, really? I'll actually do that. Right, so back to the question... Tweet development was Max Bridgeland, actually. I'm not sure if anyone knows him. He's in the scene a while ago. But I really looked up to him at the start. And he got me into making tweaks, and he helped me make my first tweak. So that's kind of how I got into it. I seen him doing it, and I was like, teach me. And he actually did. He was really helpful. So that's how I kind of got into it.
DeafWired, who is the best developer? It's kind of a broad
who
question.
Who is the best? That's a hard one.
Some could argue the creator of the universe himself is a developer.
Some could argue Connor Dev is a developer.
Nah, I don't think so.
Neither do I. Okay, for really, in my opinion, one of the best developers... That's a really hard question, but I'd say my favorite developers, like the ones that I see put a lot of work into their stuff, would be people like Skitty, Ethan Dev, Coolstar, obviously. Think of anyone else that comes to my mind. Creature Survive, if anyone remembers. He's actually pretty cool.
Next, when did you start programming? What was your first program? That's Jeez. From Nystrex? Nystrex?
Nystrex, yes. How do you pronounce that? I know him, actually. Started programming. Java was my first language. I started that. My dad actually started teaching me that when I was like 8. I used to watch him doing it, and I was like, I want to do that. So like my little small brain made something that printed out text a few times. But I was, you know, for an 8-year-old, I was proud of it.
Okay, question from Brandon. Is Connor interested in Apple Watch as a platform?
I actually am. I own an Apple Watch, and there's so many things that I really want to do with it. So I'm hoping when an Apple Watch jailbreak comes out, I will definitely look into making tweaks for it, because that will literally just be the best thing ever.
Okay. Question from Geek. What is your favorite tweak in terms of features, and also one you enjoyed coding?
One I enjoyed coding. I think that would be Lyricify, because that was just, I love working on that. That was really good working on it. I also like the features, like I literally use it every day, so.
Okay, question from Tom's07. Since when are you into coding and all that stuff?
I'm guessing that means how long?
Yes.
More than half of my life already has just been me making stuff, even if it's HTML websites that look really bad or Java programs that spit out absolutely nothing. But mm-hmm. yeah, all pretty much half my life plus.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite tweak from Worldly Dev?
My favorite tweak of all time has to be Snowboard, because it's just cool, man. It's just.
Question from Def Wyatt. What are some good tweaks you would suggest to people? Would like some lesser known ones as well.
Oh, okay. So, I'm going to have to just check here. I have a list of tweaks that I used to use when I kind of had like a setup going. Some tweaks that I do like. I know this is a simple one, but Compactor by Jamie is actually really cool. That brings the system font to the device. I know he's a big developer, but still. Compactor, yeah, it's really cool. Jellyfish is also nice. I'm trying to think as well. Thinking.
Did you use Shortlook?
Oh, yeah, Shortlook. I'm using that right now. I forgot to mention
Shortlook it. Is so good.
Shortlook is amazing. There's one from Dave Van... I can't say his last name.
Wyke.
Dave Van Wyke, yeah. Called Kill All. It's free on Charis. It's actually really, really cool. I'm trying to think of any more. Oh, Velox Reloaded by the Apex. Isn't it Apex Tweaks? Yeah, by them. That's really cool.
Yes. Question from Chachi. Swift or Objective-C?
Swift or Objective... I think it depends on what you're working on, but for something more kind of targeted towards newer devices, Swift, 100%. Swift is just... Swift is it's just better than Objective-C on newer devices. Definitely, yeah.
That's top 10 opinions that...
I can't wait for like Night Nito TV to tweet me saying, why'd you say that on Talkboard?
Yeah, no, I top 10 opinions that will not be taken well on Jailbreak Twitter. Okay. Question from Sakuroda. Oh, cool. Was there a transition from Minecraft development to tweak development, or had it been around the same time?
See, with Minecraft, I started Minecraft development, like literally went into, once I started kind of looking at the jailbreak scene, I went into jailbreak development really. Then I went back to Minecraft and then back to jailbreak actually. So I think it's just been smooth really. Mm-hmm. Nothing really has occurred.
Okay, question from Thanatus. Connor, spelt incorrectly, do you consider yourself part of the new wave of developers for the new golden age?
I think so, considering I'm relatively new. Yeah, probably, maybe, I'm not sure.
I don't really think there is a golden age. I think it's just more of like
it's just there.
It's a smooth transition more than anything.
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking about this golden age, I like to see teams being spammed on repos, so my new page is filled with a bunch of just crap.
Yeah.
It's not really a golden age, if you ask me.
Yes. So next question. Question from Sakuroto. How would you say the come up was since Packager had gotten leaked originally?
I think that was more like a minor thing. In the Rootless Jailbreak Discord, I was posting screenshots of Packager and I was working on it. And I gave it to a few people to test, and then one of them leaked it. Gave it to other people. So the moderators of that Discord banned, well, removed their permissions first of all, and I think they got muted or something. But that hasn't really affected Packager, really. The release, the build I was sending out wasn't really good. To be honest, didn't have much.
Okay, question from MacUser669. How do you come up with the ideas for your tweaks?
Either people DM me asking about, you know, if I can make this into a tweak, or I'd be sitting there in my bed, literally this happened so long, I'd be sitting in my bed, I'd be on my phone, I'd be like, why does my phone not have this? And I just make it. Really, it's just really what I see fits.
What are your thoughts on piracy when it comes to the Jailbreak community? That question is by House Cooley Belly.
I mean, it sucks. It really does. But you can't, in no forms of piracy, you can escape. Actually, I want to tell a little bit story about Lyricify's piracy, if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Go for it.
So just going to just follow up to that. So basically, our repository tried to crack Lyricify. And on my back end, I implemented a check, which the PackKix has a DRM API. So I implemented a check, which checks if they purchased it. And if they don't, it sends back, this is Nani, and you're in big trouble with an angry face. And I get so many messages saying, why is my tweak showing this? And I just say, don't pirate my tweaks, and I never get a response. So it's pretty effective. Like, it's because Lyricify is like, it kind of, you know, it's centered around a server for lyrics, so you can implement that. But,
it's quite easy other to forms, make it, like,
yeah.
Well, like, not piracy proof, but, like, you can basically mess with what people see on your
end. Yeah. So, like, other tweaks, I'd say, like, something that modifies Springboard that adds a home screen icon or, I don't know, whatever you want to make. If it doesn't depend on a server, don't add server-side checks, is all I'm going to say.
Chachi, how's the battle with Palandras, and when is Nice CC coming for A12?
I'd recommend you maybe don't include that repository name in your podcast, because that's giving them more recognition.
Oh yeah, no, I usually censor it out.
Yeah, so the battle with them, I mean, it's kind of been over. They've given up. So actually, when I implemented the Lyricify DRM, my sales like kind of went up a bit. So they could see the people who were just lazy decided to kind of get a working tweak. Nice CC, A12, me and Mirek are working on another tweak called Control, which hasn't been announced yet, but he told me before that I can actually talk about it, which will do what Nice CC did and more.
So let's just get this clear. You guys have had an exclusive sale, an exclusive release date, and now a full-on tweak announcement.
Yeah.
Is Talkboard not the greatest, I swear.
Mirek's probably going to go crazy at me for mentioning it, but he said I can mention it.
Sugar asks, if there's one thing you could change about Cilia, what would it be?
I
think you kind of talked about customizability earlier, would you say?
Yeah, I think that was the first thing I started working on. But a lot of the stuff that I did want to change has already been changed in the developer side of things. So it's actually, I'm loving it right now. So yeah, nothing really I want to change.
Okay. What was your first team project?
There's a Minecraft client. First kind of development team project was a Minecraft client called Hyperium. It's the next question.
Yeah, what's your opinion on Hyperium?
I haven't been following it much. This is not Jailbreak related at all. I haven't been following it much, but
Okay. What's your favorite version of iOS? That's a good question. That's from MacUser66.
Oh.
Mine is 9. I'll put that out there. 9 is my favorite. Yeah,
that's a good shout. I think I remember having an iPod on iOS 6, and I remember updating to iOS 6 on like the beta, and I was just like, yeah, I just remember iOS 6. I just remember that so well. So I think that is my favorite version.
One of my favorites is actually 10 because of something that was only ever in 10. It was added in 10 and then removed in 11. This was just before they did the iOS 11 thing where they switched the notification center with the lock screen.
Yeah.
And you on the iPhone 7 especially, this was really nice. You could like drag down the notification shade just a tiny bit to where the search bar would appear, and there was a haptic buzz. And if you let go when the haptic buzz appeared, you could have Spotlight in any app.
Oh.
That feature was killed in 11, and I'm still not over it. That's... Because it was literally Spotlight from any like app in the phone. You could access Spotlight in like a tiny swipe.
That's a tweak idea.
Yeah, please, if someone brings that back as a tweak, I will love you forever. yes, Media Mod, from Chachi, Media Mod 2.0 ETA when?
Ask Skier.
Okay. Question from Devix, how long have you been in the scene as a normal user before making any tweaks?
I kind of took a break from the scene. As I said, I had like an iPhone 4 or 4S with like a Siri tweak on it. And that was kind of like my only tweak before. Literally when when I was making Packager, I haven't used any modern tweaks. I literally just made it, so yeah. I mean, not really. I haven't really been a normal user, I guess, before making a tweak.
Question from Tom's, when ETA a snowboard theme?
I've been thinking about it. Definitely been thinking about it, but I'm not sure. Okay. Maybe soon.
Question from Arturo RD11. Do you think that the jailbreak scene has overall gotten better or worse from a year ago?
I think it's pretty much the same. Nothing really major has changed. There's still the odd occasional drama. There's still, you know, tweaks being made, and yeah, I don't see as much has changed.
Okay, I'm gonna skip the rest of these questions. This is the last question. It is from Sonic. What is your opinion on the amount of package managers out there at the moment? Is it too much or is it necessary for the community to grow?
I think the ones we have at the moment are just, I think we should stay where we are. Considering Zebra's open source, Cilio will be open sourced. Cydia kind of is open source, I guess the old code is, I think. It is open source, sorry. But yeah, I think if we just keep going in the direction of open sourcing our package managers and keeping it, you know, not having too much of them, it will be kind of, you know, a good sweet spot.
Right, well, thank you all for tuning in. I hope you guys had a wonderful time. Me and Connor obviously had a wonderful time being here and answering your questions. Some self-plugs here. Do check out our site, talkboard.live. You'll find our merch and our Patreon, patreon.com/talkboard. There's loads of cool benefits. There's access to the unedited episodes of Talkboard, and there's even a special tier which grants you one shout-out a month. And there's also the bottom tier, which gets you access to the secret supporters channel in the Discord, where you can sort of make suggestions and have more of a guarantee that, like, I will see them and be able to do something about them. But thank you very much, Connor, for joining us. I hope you had as much fun as I did, and thank you all for listening.